JP Morgan. Bitcoin has sat below its 78K mining cost for 5 months. Bitcoin has spent 5 consecutive months trading below what JP Morgan estimates it costs to mine a coin, the bank said in a note flagged on June 19, 2026. JP Morgan puts the production cost near $78,000. Bitcoin changed hands at $62,253 as of June 19, 2026, around 19% under that estimate. The gap matters because production cost has long acted as a rough floor for Bitcoin's price. Miners who pay more in electricity and hardware than they earn from block rewards and fees cannot run at a loss forever. 5 months below the line is no longer a brief dip. The math behind a $78,000 break-even production cost is an estimate, not a fixed number. JP Morgan builds it from the average electricity price miners pay, the efficiency of the hardware running on the network, and the total hash rate competing for each block. As more machines come online, the difficulty of mining rises and the cost per coin climbs. The April 2024 halving, which cut the block subsidy in half, already pushed break-even sharply higher by handing miners fewer Bitcoin for the same work. At $60,953, the network's coin is selling for roughly 4/5 of what JP Morgan says it costs the average miner to produce it. That does not mean every operator is losing money. Miners with cheap stranded power, newer rigs, or subsidized contracts can stay profitable well below the network average. The ones running older machines on grid-rate electricity are the first to bleed. Margin stress and the capitulation question. Sustained sub-cost pricing is how miner capitulation usually starts. The sequence is familiar. Margins compress, the least efficient operators switch off rigs to stop the losses, network hash rate drops, mining difficulty adjusts downward, and the survivors get a slightly larger share of the rewards. Some stressed miners also sell their Bitcoin treasuries to cover operating bills, which adds supply to an already soft market. The broader tape is not helping. Bitcoin fell about 2.5% over the prior 24 hours, and the Crypto Fear and Greed Index sat at 20, firmly in fear as of June 19, 2026. Ether traded near $1,713, and most large caps were down 2% to 4% on the day. A risk-off backdrop gives miners less room to wait out a price recovery. Whether this turns into a full capitulation event depends on how long the gap holds and how levered individual miners are. A short spell below cost is survivable. 5 months is long enough to drain balance sheets at higher cost operations, and a sixth would tighten the screws further. One widely cited model, not a hard floor JP Morgan's production cost figure, is widely cited because the bank publishes it consistently and ties it to observable inputs. It is still one model. Other analysts use different electricity assumptions and arrive at different break-even points. So the $78,000 number is a reference line, not a hard fact. Read it as a signal about average miner stress rather than a precise floor the price must respect. History offers some caution for both bulls and bears. Bitcoin has traded below estimated production cost before, near the bottom of past cycles, and those stretches preceded recoveries. They also coincided with painful washouts of overleveraged miners. The pattern says stress, not direction, a read on supply pressure for everyday holders. For people who hold Bitcoin or top up a crypto card with it, the production cost story is a read on supply pressure, not a trading signal. Miner selling and capitulation can add downside volatility in the short run. It can also clear out weak hands and reset the network's cost base. If your spending balance sits in BTC, a stretch like this is a reminder that the asset funding your card can swing with miner economics and macro fear at the same time. Some users keep their day-to-day float in a stablecoin balance to avoid spending volatile coins at a local low, then convert from Bitcoin on their own schedule. Cards that let you spend directly from your own wallet give you control over that timing rather than forcing a conversion at checkout. Neither choice changes Bitcoin's miner math, but both affect how that math reaches your wallet.